Now we have the very anxious Am Rosen here on life.com getting ready to take over. Am, it's a real pleasure to have you on here, and I very much enjoy your support and your program. And thank you for being part of our United We Win Marathon.
Thank you, Karen. It's always a pleasure. Good morning. Hello, everybody out there. My name is Am Rosen. I'm a philosopher, author, professional health consultant, and overall facilitator of the evolutionary unfoldment of human potential. And it's interesting listening to everybody talking. You know, it's basically a continuation of what we've seen in a million movies, a million TV shows, the struggle for power, the short-sighted expediency that rips off people being victims, people rising up. We see it over and over again. One of the things is that in our modern technological age, our space age technology has created the means for us to see this. It's created the means for us to reach out and touch each other, to communicate with each other. And you would think we've got so many interesting ethics and psychological insights, and as people are mentioning, there's a wealth of health issues that have been suppressed that the public needs to hear about. Why is it that we keep, against our reason, desire, and better judgment, tending to defeat our own purpose, running these scenarios from primitive times right up into the present, these power struggles? It's the same thing. They just keep getting amplified. I call it the problem of space age technology versus stone age emotions. The basis of war on this planet is the basis of war inside of each of its individual members. And that is, most people are at war within themselves between what they think and what they feel. And they're always feeling in the difference between their thoughts and feelings with rationalizations. Hey, it's not that I'm not a happy person. It's just that if I didn't have to put up with this, and she wouldn't do that, and we could have this here, and they would stop doing that, blah, blah. What you're doing, what we all tend to do, is to rationalize. Who we rationalize to are the negative feelings we have, that no matter how brilliant or scientifically validated our thoughts are, it doesn't measure up. The feelings, your responses, no matter what you think or avoid thinking, have an effect on your body. Now, we may be talking about the human body, the physical body, or we may be talking about the whole global body politic of humanity. My interest is to facilitate for each of you, whatever you find best to do with it, the means to become comfortable and secure, at ease, and very open, very aware within yourselves. We need a higher level of comprehensive intelligence. Now, I would suggest that you don't confuse intellect with intelligence. Intellect is just one of the working tools of intelligence. But as intelligence is your ability to become aware of whatever situation you're in, the circumstances, and see all the variables in that given situation, how they interact, what's available to you, and realize the most appropriate, adequate, and effective means to deal with that. That's intelligence. You may have many intellectual tools, wonderful. But the problem is, you can be, if we sit down, have a cup of tea, there's no pressure on us, so we're just having a conversation, we can talk about everything, and we can make a lot of sense. But if someone gets too tired, too frustrated, too afraid, too lonely, too horny, whatever it is, something that throws you off of emotional kilter where you can't stay focused on your mission or your what you've decided is the best way to be, you inadvertently revert back to the irrationality of the subconscious. Most of us are fighting ourselves, and what we do to ourselves, we will, if allowed to, do to each other. Now, how do we get peace out of this situation? Over half a century ago, I consecrated my life to understanding human consciousness, how it processes through the human form, why people have the problems they do with it, and how to resolve that. And that's led me on many an adventure. And I have achieved that. What I find myself now is that I want to get this out to you. I want to make it available. So I'm going to discuss a little bit of what I feel I can offer to you, and highly recommend that you visit my website. First of all, if you do visit my website, which is www.lifegame, L-I-F-E-G-A-M-E, like the game of life, lifegame.com, you'll find quite a number of things. First of all, below my logo and its explanation to the right, outlined in purple, you'll see State of Mind, Quality of Life Broadcasts. And if you punch that, you'll find an archive of some recent radio shows that I've been doing with my friend and colleague, Dr. Dean Lloyd. And we've been discussing health and consciousness. And the last three shows, we had an arc on the erotic arts, dealing with sexuality, dealing with love, and dealing with what happens when you combine them. Many interesting things there. And, of course, we'll be continuing that. You can find it archived, as I said, on my site. If you go down below that, there's an accordion section. There's a number of features there. Among them, you'll see something called The Process. This is an outline. It's a nutshell outline of five steps to self-actualization I've created. Something I would very much like to, the basic tenets, make available to everybody. The methodology, the techniques, I'd like to make available to the health-related community, because I know that this could evolutionize the quality of psychology in this world right now and help bring a lot of things online a lot faster. I'll discuss the process quickly. The five steps. The first step are three deconditioning sessions. The object there is to permanently, non-regressively break the grip of the subconscious. Right now, you may think things, you may know for every reason they're right, but you beat yourself up. You wouldn't consciously choose to beat yourself up, to sabotage yourself, to frustrate yourself. It's counterproductive. But you too often wind up doing that, and your body bears the brunt of that. These sessions each deal with a certain neurological juncture that happens in the early developmental stage before the intellect has come online as a screening device, before you can think and question. That's why they remain, for most people, subconscious. This, as I said, is to break the grip. The first one deals with self-worth, coming to feel, not just think you should feel, that you are loved and deserving. Second one deals with fear, getting rid of that primal sense of dread in the back of the mind. Whatever has made you sabotage, or do a trade-off, where if you become competent or exceptional in one part of your life, you feel compelled to mess up in another, so that whatever is available to you is yours and you no longer feel an anxiety about tapping into it. The third session deals with power and sexuality, and it's to break the grip of the patriarchy, to get you to feel that you have your own power, that you don't have to go through someone else to access it. Nice to be with someone if you want to. Maybe we can combine energies, do something good. Lousy to be there out of compulsion. And there's a number of other features. When those sessions are done, I usually give the analogy. It's like you've been in a cage your entire life. Everything you ever learned to do was in reference to being in this cage. And suddenly the cage is gone. But you've only learned to act like you're in reference to a cage. So from force of habit, or for lack of a better place to go, you'll keep redoing this over and over again. But you no longer have to. Now your feelings have been returned. They're back, not in contradiction, but they become malleable to your conscious intellect. So the second step is, well, how do you repattern? How do you identify any feeling response you have in whatever the concern, business, friendship, lovership, whatever it is? Trace it back to its origin, which always has a place which is just below the conscious level. Break the grip of it permanently, reevaluate it, and then start to replace it so that the next time you're thrown off kilter, instead of reverting back to the old pattern, you now revert to the refurbished one, and you keep realigning it till you've become comfortable with your own dynamic. Third step is, how do you control the mind? Not suppress it, escape it, avoid it, or deny it. How do you move at will, as much as you like, to any degree you want, into your senses, your feelings, your thoughts, combine them, or how do you stay exquisitely aware, centered in the moment, without having to feeling compelled to label and react? How do you get some control over the mind? I know I'm going through this quickly. As I said, they're mapped out a little bit more. The fourth step is, how do you reprogram? If your feelings are now under the conscious control of your intellect, you will find that you don't have positive programs in your mind, positive thought programs. You have anti-negative thought programs. All your life you've been fighting against the feelings of discomfort.
Die Virendatenbank wurde aktualisiert.
Excuse me? Hello?
I'm not sure what...
Yeah, that was a technical issue. Sorry for that.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Okay. I'll carry on.
Yeah, please.
All right. Thank you. And so how do you, now that your feelings are malleable to your intellect, you're going to find you have a lot of anti-negative programs you formed to ward off, to keep at bay your insecurities, your anxieties. You don't need them. You want to be able to put whatever thoughts you want in your mind, not just as abstract thoughts, gee, I want to be peaceful, but to actually have them affect your feelings and your physiology and be able to change them when you want. The fifth step, well, that's a whole nother level. I won't get into that today. That's just one of the things you'll find there. You'll also find I've started a podcast library. There's a two-part introduction so far, and in each of the three succeeding categories, there's three podcasts on the art of health, on the nature of consciousness, and the art of intimacy. Just running down this for you, I hope to be adding to this continuously. And if you take a look in the books and recording section, you'll find some excerpts from my newest book, Cruising the Epiphany Highway, Volume 2, From Enlightened Euphoria to Recreational Reality. And, you know, I write this book as a contribution. It's a compendium of over 40 years of my collected writings. It's full of short stories, essays, poems, and it's liberally spiced with a lot of meta-mindzingers. It's in four distinct sections. The first, Enlightenment Guaranteed or Your Desperation Back, deals with the nature of consciousness, moving from health into the physiology, into the development of the feelings, the emotions, the mental processes, and beyond. Second section in the book is Euphoria Without Side Effects, and that's kind of a love song to the spirit. The third section, Recreational Ecstasy for Naked Souls, it's kind of like taking a cruise through the transformational alchemy of the libido. And the fourth section, Reality, Making Believe That You're Not Making Believe. Well, that's a funhouse ride. The reason I mention this is because I'm right now an unknown factor, and there's a lot in this for you. This book is a collected mind mirror. You'll find excerpts, some sample excerpts, both written and audible, from this and also from Volume 1. You'll find them on my website. I would say that you can't read this book cover to cover, contemplate it, try to follow where it's leading you, and come out the same. It will change you. It will open up circuits for you. That's how it was designed. Also, on the accordion section on the homepage of my website, you'll find something called the Geigers. I've been discussing these and trying to show how to apply them. It's a nutshell outline of what I call three Geigers. Took it from the word Geiger counter. These are psychoemotional Geigers. They're a way for you to infallibly be able to gauge your state, where you're at, and what you're processing. The first one is to keep you from getting into trouble or deluding yourself. The second one is to get you out of any kind of confusion you've gotten yourself into within yourself. And the third is to allow you to move ahead, to create a feedback system that allows you to always move ahead, making the best state of mind you've ever known the least you'll accept, the least you'll operate from. I hope, again, you'll visit my website, which is lifegame.com. And there's also a contact point, please. If you do, I'd love to hear from you, know your concerns, and where I can be of help. This is a political season. I now have a few more minutes, so I thought I'd give you a thought for today. Do you see yourself as a conservative? Maybe as a liberal or a centrist, as a progressive? If you do, you're stuck on a point, and you're missing the flow of the whole. In the human body, you have to conserve physical resources so you can consolidate and stabilize your vitality, which you then put into service trying to preserve and maintain the integrity of your metabolic system. Then, with focus and concentration, you can access this vitality, and you can liberate it to further the range of your active potential, thereby allowing you to progress in advancing towards your fulfillment.
I do want to jump in here because we've got your friend, your coworker, and your partner for your Friday night programs on right now, so you can possibly cross over here. I know you've got a couple more minutes, but I thought it would be good for both of you to be together. So, Dr. Dean Lloyd, welcome to the program with Am Rosen, and I will back off now and be quiet so you gentlemen can take it.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, Karen. Hey, Am. Good. I don't know if it's afternoon or morning to you all, but good day nonetheless.
I was just about to tell them, Dean, how we aim to make better consumers out of the public by making them stronger and more secure so that they can demand the kinds of goods and services that will actually fulfill them instead of being susceptible to being pushed around by the conditioning factors so many people are playing off of.
Exactly. We had a real good show last night. We talked about that very thing. And we've got many shows that are going to be just building. If you wanted to listen to the archives, you can go to either website. Karen, if you wouldn't mind posting them, LifeGame for Am.com, and mine is Accutone.com. But I'd like to introduce myself to the audience today. I, Dean Lloyd, am an inventor, a holistic practitioner. I'm an author of the book Accutone, a new system of healing based on the ancient science of sound with a foundation in Oriental medicine, math, color, body tissue, and organ frequencies. I'm a naturopath and philosopher, and I discuss consciousness and the state of mind quality of life. That's the title of our show. As Am had just told you about what the show is about, we'll be adding to our show, too, starting next week under the School of Consciousness and Storytelling. This will be linked to my website. And we'll have a story of the week. We'll have the topic and then a story that goes with it. And basically, we're going to go over the new kind of storytelling. We're going to talk about how we got here, the past, where we are currently as a culture and society, the present, our possible future, where we are going, really. It's posted on my website on Friday, October 19th. You'll see the YouTube links and the story outlines there. So just wanted to go over that about this experience we're all having. We, the human race, connect with each other with the story of our experience. We look into the experience and make the connection to these experiences and those who we share our life with, our family, our human race family, how we see ourselves in others and see the individual journey in life as one that we are all in together. I mentioned last night to gather. We are doing this work to gather things from each other or learn from each other or contribute to each other's journey and our individual understanding, our part of life, greater than you and I. The told story passes on the knowledge, the knowing, preparing our steps, a path. Am has done a magnificent job. Unlike anybody, he has put together work that is on consciousness and the process of how we go through our stages in life, and is our show helps to identify the tools. And in life, which we are learning from, life is the teacher in all ways. One can learn how to use these tools to help them escape from the trap. And you can't know if you're in a trap, you know, and get out of it unless you know you're in the trap. So our radio show gives you the tools to break free of these constraints that have kept humanity in a dysfunctional place sexually, emotionally, spiritually, consciously. Give a listen and see if our presentation, our stories resonate with you. We want to hear from you, your questions on how consciousness works. We have the tools and we want to share them with you. I have many a time brought up, I'm an Aquarian. It's part of my trait that I like to tell stories. But if we could just as an example relate to what it means to us when we hear bedtime stories that, you know, give us a place to go that's safe, and then we fall asleep and we ponder these things that we're part of in the world. We are told stories that help direct us, but we can decide whether or not to take these as real for ourselves. For example, I remember the story of the monster, right? You know, the dragon and coming after us, and Grimm's fairy stories, you know, has the monster and it comes after you. And the child that's listening to this story would think, oh, that's a monster. I remember that. So they get later in life and then they see their boss and there's the, you know, the growling at you, do this and you didn't get that done in time. In fact, oh, I remember the monster, and you're prepared. You know, there was a test that was done way back on two twins that were given stories. Both of them were given the Grimm's fairy stories, but the difference was, is one of the twins was told the story the way it was written, with all the monsters and the scary parts and the wicked witch and everything. And then there was the other part that there was no bad things in it. In other words, they were, for the other twin, the bad part was removed. And the study went on 20 years later. After they interviewed the two boys and found that the one that had heard the original Grimm's fairy stories was way, way better, more adapted to the world around him. He saw life for, you know, what he needed to be responsible for. He was happier, was more functional. And the other one had trouble with life. He was dependent on other people. He didn't feel secure. And I'm not saying that this is exclusive, but it gives us insight into how we're able to adjust our lives by being prepared and knowing what's coming. A lot of what you know, I talk about in my work as a practitioner is I've done a lot of research in Chinese medicine, and I love to tell stories about frequencies as it relates to our practice, because it's a practical application. But what I really do enjoy is looking at the historical foundation that got us where we are. One such story is, as I did my research, and most of it was done in Chinese medicine, but it was all across the board. I'm a musicologist. I'm a physicist. I've done work in different levels of understanding body responses to frequencies, Doppler meter testing, and so forth. And what I was able to discover was that the ancient culture in China had taken music so seriously, and I'll give you a little story to illustrate that. They had an army that was in each province, and the emperor would be, he would be warring provinces, and he would take with him not the general, not the finance minister, but the musician. And he would get both provinces to talk to each other and draw up a treaty. And this treaty was drawn and sealed with the signature of music. It was the two musicians got together and they played the musical sequence in perfect order. Like if we were to have five notes together, each musician had to play them in perfect sequence. So if they have both armies, this is literal now, both armies faced each other, and if there was one note that was played off after the treaty was agreed to, that I said, the music sealed it, then everybody whips out a sword and they fight to the death. But if the music was played in harmony, then the seal was made and the treaty was accepted by both. Very important part of that. And we're frequency-based beings. And I go into that with my work with Accutone. What does it mean to be a frequency-based beings? And one way to illustrate that example is the ABCs of energy. If you think of a piano being in tune, it makes beautiful music. But let's say you're eating food that is off. It's not designed to be taken into the cells. Now, we do have in our body what is adaptability. We go through changes. Our genetics are not the same as 2,000 some years ago. Our frequency exposure is also changed. It's never been in so much change in any time in history, one could argue. But the point is the ABCs of energy, or if you want to think of it as notes on a piano, if it's slightly out of tune, it doesn't sound good. And if it doesn't sound good, does music that is out of tune sound good to you? Well, our cells are tuned into frequencies of food, frequencies of our air, our water, our environment, and so on. So if you're not respecting that, the frequencies of our cells, you're going to be out of tune. That means you're not going to be able to hear or listen or be able to send thoughts out that are clear, that are positive, that are healthy. And when we talk about how the frequencies are part of us, we change with our conscious breath, our consciousness. And Dr. Rosen and I talk about this at some length. We've been able to cover quite a bit of ground in these shows. We're a friend of the United We Win family. We think this is just a phenomenal, a group of people. So many people that I do deal with are educated people, but they're lost. And I don't mean that in a critical way. It's just that I look at them as beings that have learned a lot intellectually, but they haven't integrated being happy, living people because they are still being dragged down by the processes they're brought up with that are dysfunctional. And we understand how this works. We understand how to break free of those constraints. So one of the things that I'd like to say as a practitioner and also being able to offer ways of answering your questions is there's a way for you to look into how and where you are at life, because you could, for example, read into Am's book, Dr. Rosen's book, and find that there's a passage there that just doesn't make sense to you. Well, we like to be challenged. We want to be asked questions. And it's possible to do this every week, to get answers to your questions. And we're going to be facilitating more information because our little our little group is growing here. People, if you were to ask me a while back just how ready people were, I had my reservations, and now I'm seeing breakthroughs. I'm seeing my colleagues and friends that are seeing realization of where they were and they weren't looking at before, and they're asking good questions. So I encourage that. And you can do it by sending me an email at go to my Accutone.com website, and you'll see a link to my email. And simply put, it's Accutone@Accutone.com. And then we can put that on the show. It's at Wolf Spirit Radio, and it's on Friday nights from 7 to 9 Pacific time. And one other little thing here, just to sort of make it complete, is that what we are all looking for is ways of balancing our energy. Are we putting too much energy out into the world of of bills or of economics? We got to take care of the basics, and then we can move into higher levels of consciousness. And it's interesting because I did live in LA for a period of time, and I did know some actors, and it was interesting to see just how amazing talents like this, of people were so screwed up in life. I mean, they couldn't function on a very basic level on something. And it's interesting to see such opposites. But life isn't about, selectivity. It's about inclusivity and how we can share our talents with others. So I don't know if I've gone over on my time. If I did, and I apologize. I hope that was a good introduction for you.
You're good. You're good, Dean, and also Am. And I want to thank you both so very much, because the program on Friday nights is excellent, and I'm also very much enjoying both of your books. Dean, thank you for yours with music and tuning forks and healing and sound and vibrations. And Am, also, you are so eloquent and descriptive. I'm taking your book slowly and trying to let your lessons absorb. And I want to also make sure that we let the listeners know that the archives, so that you can check them and improve your own consciousness at your own speed, are on lifegame.com. And
that's my database has been updated.
Here we go. I've got the same update, only mine's in English. Dean, are they also listed on your website?
Yes, they are. If you just go to my website, it has my book there, and then it has my clinic and the two clinics and the information about them. It has the materials that you want to purchase. If you're interested in using the Accutone technique, you'd mention the tuning forks. And just as a little anecdote, I don't know if you're familiar with MRIs, for those people that have had them or know about them, it's many, 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 many different x-rays, and they have to use the color to determine whether or not there's an obstruction or there's something that doesn't belong there. But it's calibrated because it sees color, okay? And I mention this in my book, as I talk about the relationship of color and audible frequency, and they don't do it with high tech. They do it with low tech. And that is the tuning fork, as it produces the most pure of a sine wave or pure tone frequency without overtones as any instrument on the planet. And it is a yin-yang symbol. The straight arm or the stem is the yang, and the prongs is the yin. It's wonderful how the universe gives us these symbols that we can incorporate into actual tools. And I've used it in place of and as a support or an accessory technique with acupuncture. And for those that are interested, I've got people that are buying my book that are archaeologists, that are people that are interested in history. I have people from India and Germany, Turkey, South America, Brazil. I gave a class there some years back. And it's all over the world. There's a universalness about frequency. And I love getting into this. This is my baby. I love getting into it. Dr. Rosen and I together, we have a great time on that show, And we just encourage your listeners to give it a listen and see what they think.
All right. Yes. Now, Am, any final thoughts here? I'm glad that you hung out there with us, and we've got a couple minutes left, so you can.
Well, Karen, we really appreciate you and the chance to share with your audience. Final thoughts. No system or method or technique works any better than the quality of the intelligence that uses it. And right now, that intelligence is heavily split. It's divided against itself. We always stress on the show, we don't want you to believe what we're saying. We want you to come to understand for yourself. If we claim to have understandings, and we do, then our job is to show you what it is, how it's constructed, its interactive range of function, and how you can independently access it for yourself. We have to be clear, reasonable, logical, and able to demonstrate this to you, or no matter how good it sounds, it's not really an understanding. And we have some understandings for you. Our job is to facilitate, to empower you. The stronger you are, the more secure, the better the choices you'll make in every area, from buying products to demanding the kind of representation and service that you need. We would love to give a psychological upgrade to humanity. And again, thank you, Karen, for allowing us to share with everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Well, it is a pleasure. It's not just me. We've got Detlef here, who's been producing from Switzerland and has been on board all along. We've got Siobhan Cerisi from Humanity Transcending, who's also really enjoying listening to both of you, and I want you to know as well that I am extremely grateful to each of you collectively and individually, because I am learning through your guidance how to move into more of a stage of being here now and less reactive, and I think that's very important in terms of taking our consciousness back.
Yes, you want to make the world better, make the part of the world that you are better.
There you go.
And sing that song, Karen. You got the voice.
I'm not sure which one, but how about I sing a song of freedom? I sing a song of peace. We create what we see. It is time to be free. Thank you very much.
thank you, Karen. The best to everybody out there.
All right. Thank you, Am and Dean. And we're coming up now. We're going to get an update from